Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase, and we are in this place. So let's chat face to face, kind of virtually. And I wanted to talk about Flashback Fridays. The way I recreated it is Favorite Brand Fridays or Favorite Brand Friday, because it is Friday. And entertainment, sports, and beauty wrap up. So what's happening in entertainment, what's happening in sports, and of course what's happening in beauty, because that's probably what my favorite brand is. It's a beauty product, or it might be a person. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into it. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this episode. So, super excited because one of my new favorite brands, okay, two of my new favorite brands, one is this health and wellness company that I actually just signed with. They represent amazing people and we are working together. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm also excited about another brand that I can't say what it is just yet. But she is actually mentoring me and I'm so excited to be working with her as well. So those are two of my favorite brands. I can't really say what they are, so I'm actually going to have a favorite brand. So let's talk about, of course, Tabitha Brown. If you are not following her, she is really amazing. She is a new client that I can't talk about because for everybody that's watched my video on the official Facebook Madison Chase Fitness page, I think that's what it is. It's official Madison Chase Fitness page. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because that one video that I did with Tabitha Brown is up to 41,000 people have viewed it. I've gotten at least an additional 100 followers, 100 plus followers on my Facebook page and or my Instagram page. So thank you all for watching and following and subscribing to my podcast and listening to this podcast too, because I know a lot of the people that are listening and or following me are actually fans. And I don't even call them fans, I call them family, because Tabitha Brown has the best family and friends that love her videos. And I understand, I call her Pastor Tab because she is a ministry all by herself. And so I'm just happy to be a part of her journey and help her look and feel the way she feels on the inside, on the outside too. So she gave me a ton of stuff when I went to her house. And one of the interesting products that I like is a tooth, all natural tooth powder. It's called Dirt Don't Hurt. It is really, really good. And she also gave me another body product called Body Butter, and it is lemongrass scent, and I can't really read the name of it. I'll have to ask her the actual name of the company because it's a little hard to read, but it's lemongrass, it's whipped lemongrass butter. And then I have a lavender one that I use before I go to bed at night as well. And then, of course, EWG. I did a whole podcast on them yesterday, which I think is great to know. And I'm super excited, too, because California just opened up their first Aldi's. It's in Panorama City in California, which is kind of like a little bit past Van Nuys. But I went to Aldi's and they have, I think it's a German-based company as well. So I'm super excited. So hopefully next Friday, I will be talking to Denise Boutte. She is a beautiful actress and friend. And we're going to be doing some more chats with Daphne Wayans, my partner for Laissez-Faire Fit. And then, of course, Flow Water. So that's actually going to happen on my birthday weekend. So it's actually going to be on a Saturday. So yeah, so let's get into the entertainment, sports, and beauty wrap up now that I've talked about products for probably far too long, but it's okay. So, The Lion King just had their premiere, and I watched a couple of clips, and it's amazing too. Like, I think when you see red carpets, you're expecting to see tons and tons of people, and I think Disney is doing something different, and they really only allow people on their carpet. Because some red carpets, people would just like, oh, I want anybody. It doesn't matter if you have a following, if you are somebody in terms of entertainment in the industry. They just want people on the carpet. But Disney is like, no, you have got to either be in this movie and or a part of the Disney family in order to be on the carpet. But Beyonce made her appearance. And I think Seth was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about, you know, he's a part of the Lion King cast. And he said, I've never seen anything like it, because before they premiered the movie, they actually introduced the cast. And he said that I've never seen people give a standing ovation just for someone showing up. So, of course, the standing ovation was for Beyonce, and I'm sure Little Blue Ivy, and I'm not sure if Jay-Z was there or not. But yeah, I think he was, because you've seen pictures of them together. And I also think that is Beyonce's natural hair that she braided up, which I think is pretty cool. So yeah, she is proof that you can protective style your hair and actually grow it out and actually wear it. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I also wanted to talk about Jaden Smith. It is his 21st birthday. And not only is it his birthday, but I am a follower and believer of people who use their platform for greater things and to benefit more people other than themselves, and other than to just make money for them and their family. But Jaden Smith, you know, he's already started a water line called Water, which is great. It's eco-friendly packaged, and he helped a lot of people in Flint, Michigan with the water. And he actually did a water filtration system, and he donated water as well. But this time in Los Angeles, he is actually doing something in his community, which I think is super amazing, because they are true Californians, and that him and his sister Willow were actually born and raised here in California. He opened up a food truck for the homeless that is all plant-based food, which I think is so super smart. Because a couple of times I've gone down, more than a couple of times, I've been to help the displaced people in on Skid Row in Los Angeles. And one of the interesting things is we would give away food, and oftentimes we would give away sweet food. And so a lot of people didn't want the sugary processed foods, because they realized that, you know, if you don't have good eating habits and all you're eating is sugary processed stuff, it's going to rotten out your teeth, because you're probably not brushing your teeth and or taking care of your teeth as much as you need to if you don't have a permanent place to live. So I think it's smart to offer people better food choices, and the fact that his food truck is actually free, I think is super amazing. So yeah, those are the two entertainment things with Beyonce, and then of course Jaden Smith, the two things that I was super excited about this year, and I can't wait to see the movie. So thank you guys for listening, and we will chat tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.